Actually, we have vaccinated 82% of our above 60, and it's not enough. We have to vaccinate, get them at least to 95%, which was a big task. I actually was on the phone with the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, and basically the selling point was a real one, turns out to be true, that Israel could serve as a world laboratory.
Those who could danced, and those who couldn't joined from the sidelines as the Lev Ganim care home threw a vaccination party near Tel Aviv.
Oh, it's so great. Thank goodness we get the second vaccine today.
Israel's government struck a deal with Pfizer BioNTech. Enough vaccine for every adult within 3 months in exchange for valuable data on how well it actually worked.
You are, in effect, a living lab for your own health officials, but also for Pfizer.
I think, yeah, we are a living lab, but I think to the world, not so much to Pfizer. I think it's really something that the world can learn from.
Now even teens are getting vaccinated. Prime Minister Netanyahu made his into a photo op. He's facing re-election this spring and hoping the successful vaccination program will offset anger on other issues, including corruption charges. Netanyahu is also taking some flak for paying Pfizer a third more per dose than the U.S. paid.
We came out of COVID first. I described that in my book, my conversations with Albert Bourla of Pfizer. And I persuaded him to give tiny Israel the necessary vaccines to get us out first from the COVID. And the reason I could do that is because we have a database, 98%, a medical database, 98% of our population has digitized medical records and little card, and anywhere you go in any hospital in Israel, north, south, doesn't make any difference, boom, you punch it in, and you know everything about this patient for the last 20 years. I said, we'll use that to tell you whether these vaccines, what do they do to people, not individual people, not with their individual identities, but statistically, what does it do to people with, meningitis? What does it do to people with high blood pressure? What is it? You know, you want to know that. So Israel became, if you will, the lab for Pfizer